Britney's proud to be a hillbilly. Raquel is a beauty queen. And Jax needs to get over his daddy. Get ready. We're breaking down the Vanderpump Rules After Show right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Oh, my God.
I love these jams.
What is
Oh, my God.
This is so new.
Did you like how I fit all of my impressions into one cold open?
All of the accents.
All of them.
You did them all.
I did. Guys, I'm Zach Peter, and we are at the reunion, the first reunion, and it did not disappoint. We don't have a full panel tonight because Sarah Serio is out and Rivette Sorrow is out, but it's okay because you got Zach Peter and you got Katie Thompson.
Hey. That's the sound snake. There they are. There they are. And here we are.
Here
together.
We have music.
We're just gonna music. Yes.
I love the new jams.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not as hard of a thrust to my body.
But later...
It's more of like a sway, and I'm like, okay.
But later, what am I going to do in the shower? Because usually I'm like, after buzz, TV,
after buzz.
And later I'm just going to be like, with the new one. So we'll see what happens when I'm washing my hair tonight. I'll let y'all know.
Oh my God, I love it. What were your initial thoughts of the first episode of the reunion?
I mean, the first 20 minutes, like, okay, we get it. You have to make it a three-parter. You're dragging it out. And then we really got into the juice.
I mean, the first 20 minutes was an intro. It was like, hi, Stassi. How are you? What have you been up to? Oh, hi, Jax. How are you? I'm like, there are 15 cast members. We don't need to check in on all of them. Yeah. I follow them on Instagram.
Yo, I know how they all are. I already knew what they were going to be wearing. Just say hi to all of them and move on. But no, we didn't get that. And then we got to, like, the greatness. And then they just cut it off like they always do. Mm-hmm. But that's a three-parter, so, you know.
I'm proud to be a hillbilly. That was the best. She's like, I'm proud. James.
James and Jax. I don't know what my accent was.
You're his best man, Tom. It was good. She was like so... Brittany was so excited this episode. I was loving it.
How about Jax and Brittany really pulling it together with the purple? Like, matching.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, hey, we're going to match. And he was like, okay, I'm doing everything you say at this point. So I'm going to go ahead and do it.
I feel like we're going to have a lot of thoughts about the fashion in this week's reunion. So that's what we've dedicated this week's Serve the Verdict to.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's so fun.
Yes.
Because I was very judgmental today. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I had a lot of thoughts.
You were having thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Many thoughts.
So get ready. We want to know what your thoughts are. What were your best and worst looks of the reunion? We'll break them down and serve the verdict. We're going to be crowning tonight's Pumptini, so get ready. And we got a little bit of news and gossip. There wasn't much. I mean, I feel like after Foftygate, like,
there wasn't much. Nothing will top it.
No, nothing will ever top Fofty.
Ever. Do you feel like maybe that made her a little bit more famous even than, like, before?
Probably.
And she's probably like, oh.
Because she was more than, like, Bravo status. She became, like, 50 Cent status.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how long that'll last because I'm super over it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I even wrote down, like, I don't know why, but there's something about the way Lala even talks now. Mm. I'm, like, rolling my eyes in the back of my head. Just, like, but I loved her. Like, I was team Lala forever, and now I'm just, like, pointing my finger in her face like she would to anybody else.
I agree. Paulette Paul in the live chat says that she loves Sarah, and she's sad that Sarah's not here tonight.
I'm sad Sarah's not here tonight.
We're sad that Sarah and Rivette.
That was Raquel and Rivette mixed together. He was doing a little hybrid.
Sorry. No, I have this thing where I have an event this weekend, you guys. Mm. So I have this thing where when my brain reaches capacity,
it's done.
And the first thing on the list is names.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've caught myself at least twice this season calling Rivette Raquel unintentionally, but it's just because they both start with an R.
I would personally
be honored.
But I
love and miss them both so much.
Mm-hmm. Same.
But they'll be back next week, so don't worry. Everyone's talking about Jax is his apparent relation to an account about Raquel that was bashing her on Twitter. They brought that up in the reunion tonight. James brought up that there is a Twitter account that was bashing Raquel and saying not nice things about James,
mm-hmm.
and that account was then linked to Jax's personal cell phone number. So they think he started that account and was tweeting from it.
Oh.
So that's what everyone in the live chat is talking about right now.
I mean, I'm not going to put that past him. I feel like he would be at home, you know, because I follow him on Twitter, I follow him on everything. The stuff that he thinks about in tweets, I'm like, no. So I feel like he would be behind something like that. Like, today he tweeted, why are soap operas still a thing and who are watching them? You're literally on a nighttime soap opera, basically. Like, what? Like, how? You're on reality TV.
Modern day soap opera.
Why are you judging anything that anybody watches? We are watching the ultimate garbage by watching you, and we love it, and we love this garbage, but you can't be judging that. But I do think that he would be behind a Twitter account.
Sorry, Paola in the live chat is clarifying. It was not the Twitter account was not bashing Raquel. It was a fake Raquel account tweeting about James and Logan. Oh, I remember this.
This is even better than
that. I remember this. I believe it even tweeted a photo of Logan, like, hanging out shirtless with, like, James and, like, two other dudes. And there was, like, and they all looked drunk. I think I remember this happening, that there was a fake account that was pretending or mocking Raquel or pretending to be Raquel, mm-hmm, tweeting as if it were her tweeting about James.
But who can really be like, that was linked to Jax's phone number? Like, who's actually saying this? Is this just the internet?
Yeah, I don't know how they found out. Yeah.
Because, like, you can't really get into those records. Like, how would you figure that out? I know you normally take the polls, but can I take a quick poll for you? Mm-hmm. Do you think that James and Logan...
1,000%.
Okay.
Just 1,000%.
By the way that he was like, oh, I like you even more, and then went to, like, kissed him. It's very, like, we talked about this behind scenes. No. I know that I'm not supposed to be doing this, but I'm totally outing you right now about this.
But you pissed me off.
And
yeah.
I want everybody to know that I've penetrated you. Like, that's basically...
Or you've penetrated me.
We really don't know. It could go either way, you know.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
Paulette Paul says, hi, Zach, I love you and Katie, too. Not just Sarah. Do you not love Rivette?
But that was really just for you, though, mainly. She was like, you know what? I really love Zach, but I have to include other people.
No, Caroline in the live chat says she loves your braids tonight, Katie.
Oh, well, my hair was really frizzy because of this rain here in Burbank, so I just had to give him a braid.
Mm. And Clarence K clarified the Twitter account and how they know it was linked to Jax.
Oh,
because
my goodness.
When you add someone on Twitter, they show in your contacts, and that's how they knew it was attached to Jax's cell phone number. So if you are on Twitter, I know because I've seen this, if you are on the Twitter app and you go in, there's like an option to find friends, you can find friends from your contacts in your phone. So if you go to look for friends and contacts, it'll tell you which Twitter accounts are associated with that phone number.
This is kind of, scandal then.
Then they do have a point. Maybe Jax was behind it.
He's probably taking a dump, sitting on the toilet, and he's like, what could I do on this fine Sunday?
How are Twitter accounts linked to your phone? Like, you download the app and that's how they pull your phone number, right? You don't, like, enter in the phone number. And who, even if it were, like, a fan, who would have Jax's personal cell phone number to, like, enter as the number on the account?
Right. I only knew about this on Snapchat. I had no idea about it on Twitter. So I didn't know that I could find friends via, like, their phone numbers. But, I mean, maybe it's an old phone. Like, I don't know. Like, who's saying this even? An aw moment. I love an aw moment.
Paulette Paul just wants to get all the shout-outs today because she's giving so many good comments in the live chat. She said, Katie, you're the salt to my margarita.
Oh, I love a tequila. Yes. But
is it a hillbilly margarita?
Is it a hillbilly margarita?
With some mamaw beer cheese.
Oh.
I realized I was calling her Meemaw this whole season, and her name is not Meemaw, it's Mamaw.
Yeah, Mamaw. That's Mamaw. What I would call my great-grandmother. That was a Mamaw. It's a southern thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jax, Felicia. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, instead of bye.
Hi, Felicia. Felicia says, Jax is 40 years old and still acting like a kid. He needs to take Adulting 101 and grow up.
He and James really, honestly, should be the best of friends.
The two of them are just...
They're the same person. Like Lisa said, what were you doing at this age? And then he was like, you could say that all day long. But Jax, what were you doing at the same age as James? The same crap, but so
exactly
much worse.
Same. Exactly
and,
the same.
And then she was like, what were you doing 4 months ago? Exactly. Like, what are you doing on that burner phone you probably have? Like, we don't know.
I agree.
You know? I got a lot of feelings about Jax, but I'm gonna keep him in. Stop clapping in the mic because that's not appropriate. You're not supposed to do that. Sorry to people on iTunes.
Well, the people on iTunes definitely appreciate it.
But the clapping, if they're listening in like a headphone, that's a little intense. Like, I want to be intense, but not clapping in your ears intense, you know?
Fair. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, fair. Mm-hmm. But what about the people watching on YouTube? Don't you think they should like subscribe and they like stay up to date with us, Katie?
And if you're on iTunes, you should give us like 5 stars and then on YouTube, a thumbs up situation.
You know what we do when people give us 5 stars on iTunes?
I think we like review them and we shout them out.
We shout them out.
Then you are famous.
OMG.
We are one together and we love you for it. It's yes. Just, oh, it's,
are you ready to give our shout out?
Do you have one ready?
I do have one ready.
God, I'm so excited.
Okay, this one comes from Bitch AF 92.
So me.
That is her name on iTunes.
Got
so
it.
We can say it because iTunes approved it. Bitch AF 92.
I have one.
She says, love it. 5 stars. One of my fave podcasts. If you love Vanderpump Rules, this podcast is for you. I listen every Tuesday morning. Keep it up, you guys.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice. Mm-hmm. The fact that people listening to my annoying voice, I love it.
They love our voices. And then somebody in the live chat mentioned listening on iTunes and then they retracted it.
Oh, don't retract it. Go there. Comment.
Guys,
like
we love
it.
When you comment. Don't retract your comments. So someone that said that this was her first time watching us live on YouTube.
Oh, well, you should do it all the time.
But she took her comment back. Well, we appreciate whether you're listening on iTunes right now or whether you're watching us on YouTube live. Mm-hmm, we appreciate all of it. So keep weighing in the comments. Keep leaving us those 5-star reviews because we appreciate you and we love VPR just as much as you do.
If you were listening today, leave a bumblebee.
Because remember when we did the butterflies and everyone left butterflies
and
in
like
comments.
It's after buzz, so like a bumblebee, it's what the famous people do. They're like secret emoji of the day, so I'm gonna do one. That's what it is. Go
and you
do
can
it.
Leave 2 bees since there are only 2 of us here tonight.
Sad,
because last time they left 4 butterflies.
Oh, that's so nice.
We love you guys.
Yes.
Keep weighing in,
please do.
Ooh, Barb Riley says she just found you guys. I die. Welcome, Barb. Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show.
We love you.
Okay, so how did you feel, Katie, about Randall being brought up and how Lala really defended that, like, he wasn't on the show because he got a real career?
Well, it's a bunch of bull honky, and here's why. Andy said at the beginning, like, you've been on the Kardashians, you've been on this. So, like, if he feels like it's benefiting him, he'll be on it. So I feel like he doesn't feel like Vanderpump Rules is going to benefit him in any way because they're all young and they're all of this. But I wrote down in big capital letters, WTF has he even done? Because Lala was like, you know what, it'd be different if your man actually did something. What's he do, though? Because he don't do nothing. He made a couple crappy movies that nobody really wants to watch.
Yeah.
He put his young girlfriend in it. Of course he did. Of course you're going to be like, oh, but he's amazing. But this and that, like during the reunion. Like, please. I'm rolling my eyes. I'm wishing she didn't have so many lip injections in this episode. I couldn't stop looking at it, not to be judgmental. But I'm over Lala and the Randall BS. I can't do it anymore.
See, to piggyback off of your point with, like, they're all younger than him, you know, I feel like he would feel, this is the only parallel I can put together at this moment, is that, like, him hanging out with the Vanderpump Rules cast members is like, you know, a 25-year-old when, you know, they don't want to hang out in the playground with all the kids. Like, it's just, you know, Randall is so much older that, like, it doesn't,
but,
you know, it's like, it feels a little too much.
But wouldn't it almost make him, like, kind of worth something? All of these kids,
I think,
have
he should
more.
Be on the show. I think he should absolutely be on the show. And I did a little research into how he actually owed 50 Cent the $1 million, the whole Fafi
game. Oh my God, tell me.
So apparently it was because 50 Cent, he loaned Randall millions of dollars to start the production company that I guess he has now, or to produce something. And so when you invest in a company, like, there are, you know, there's money you have to eventually pay back.
Right.
And that was part of the money that Randall never paid back to 50.
Got it. So he's probably doing it in, like, quarterly, you know, payments. And then Fofty was like, just give it to me now.
No, I think he stopped paying him altogether.
Oh, because he probably doesn't have any money.
Like, those are rented PJs.
He's slimy. You can tell. It's like, it's not real. You could, like, hose him down and mm-hmm. it would all come off of him. It's like a really good foundation. Mm-hmm. He's just not real. It's like, same thing with, it's all fake. It's all smoke and mirrors. We're gonna get married 2020. Are you? Like, maybe you will, but it's gonna be like Luann and to prove a point, and then you're gonna get in, like, you know, divorce 6 months later.
How old is Randall? They're saying that Jax is only a couple years younger than Randall.
I mean, at least Jax looks the way he does. If I'm going to have to,
he was like, on the cover of Men's Health magazine. Like, I'm voting for Jax on,
like,
this one.
Hey, everybody out there, pick one. Jax or Randall. Who you going to pick? Like, you know. But the same, all of these kids on this show have more success to me in my eyes than Randall does. If you're having to pay back somebody over a Twitter fight and, like, Stassi has a book deal and, like, yeah, like, Kristen makes her weird scrunched up faces, but she's got her t-shirt line. Yeah. Like, they actually, they're probably worth more than he is.
And he probably has all of the money that he has from his investors and not necessarily from money he's actually made. Because if the article that I read, and I glanced over it, so don't rip me apart in the comments if I don't know all the details, but from the article that I did read on the way over here, it said that 50 loaned him or invested $50 million into Randall's business.
Jeez.
So that's a lot of money.
Yeah. And not much of any kind of payout.
Yeah.
He seems like the kind of guy that's going to be like, this is going to be great. Here's why. Yeah. Give me the money. Yeah. And then no show.
And never
up.
Does it. Yeah. Felicia says it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
I think it's true.
Yeah. No, I'm super over them. I used to be such a fan. Like, I was like, yes, Lala, yes.
I loved her.
And then now it's just like she's really ruined it, you know? Just like Justin Bieber ruined his career with this past tweet. She really ruined it in this season. I can't do it anymore.
Like, I liked her. What I liked was that she used to kind of, like, own her narrative.
Right.
But now she seems to have lost that ownership of it. And, like, I just, it's like, you're obviously still on the show because you like the attention, you mm-hmm. like the fame, and you like the opportunities, but it's like you're not really owning the fact that, like, you're dating an older rich guy because, I mean, okay, maybe you love him a little bit, but, like, I think the money and the fame and the exposure, yeah. I think you love that maybe a little more than you love him personally.
I think she tainted it in the hair salon. When she said all of the stuff. Now, that's the stuff that I would say behind closed doors, not in front of the camera. Like, yes, we want you to be you and we root for you and whatever. But that's the kind of stuff that I would say, like, you know, not that was not we lost you there, kind of like, oh, I'm just going to suck any D to get up on a PJ or get my Gucci
when
slippers.
When you talk about that stuff on the show, you can't then be upset that people then when you're saying that you are giving blowjobs and getting a Range Rover the next day and you're sleeping with him and getting parts in his movies before mm-hmm. you're even dating. Mm-hmm. When you talk about how, like, when you guys get in a fight, he takes away your Gucci slides and holds them hostage mm-hmm. before he gives them back to you. It's almost like an allowance. And it's like when you're saying these things on national television, whether maybe that's one little fact out of a whole conversation that's maybe taken out of context a little bit, those are still facts in the whole story that, like, you can't be upset when people then have opinions about that because mm-hmm. that paints you in a very certain way.
It could have been a champagne, bubbly, hair flip moment of, well, I could just suck any day to get whatever I want. And she made it actually feel this way, but that's how it, like, came across.
And
so,
this wasn't an isolated comment. It wasn't an isolated joke that she made, because I get what you're saying.
Right.
But, like, this is an ongoing series of a narrative that she painted all season to her girlfriends.
Yeah.
And now I think she's upset that it's making her look like a gold digger. Mm-hmm. And now we have his ex-wife, Amber Childs, who's coming out, and she's like, yeah, you are kind of, I think she posted something on her Instagram over the weekend about I think it was on Cinco de Mayo, and she did a parody of Lala, and she had cash, and she's like, look at me, I'm celebrating Cinco de Mayo, and I'm about to get on my private PJ.
Oh my God.
It was great. And then she deleted it before anybody really saved it, though, but it was great.
Oh, she must have been taking a little bit of tequila on that.
Oh, yeah, she was definitely appreciating the margaritas.
Oh, my goodness, that's incredible. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but I'm just over it. she can take her slides and her PJs and go
elsewhere. I like that the cast tonight held her account. Even though they are friends with her, they still held her accountable. Where they're like, look, we've all bared every single part of our lives. Mm-hmm. We've, you know, blasted our relationships. Sheena got married. Sheena got divorced. Like, we even saw Patrick eventually make an appearance on the show with Stassi. Mm-hmm. Like, they've all put it all out there that for Lala to, you know, it's like, why even be on the show if you're not going to show your full life, you know? And it's obvious that your husband or your fiance is not shy to camera time.
Yeah. My other thing, though, is that even if he were on the cast, would I want that? Would I care?
I don't
care?
Think he would bring anything.
Right, like, I don't, like,
but I at least want him to be willing to go to bat for her and be like, because then it shows, like, she's willing to do anything for him, but it's like, is he willing to do anything for you, or are you just his pretty side piece?
Well, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, when it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, and flaps like a duck, I mean, it's probably a duck.
And then she's literally saying it.
And she's literally like, saying she's it on national television.
She looks like a duck and saying it. So, I mean, what are we supposed to do?
Like, that's what I got upset to with the whole Fofty Gate thing, is, like, he recorded a clip of her talking about how she gave him a blowjob, and, like, that's what led to, you know, all of these opportunities, is, like, it started with the blowjob. He put that clip on Instagram, and it's not like he said, oh, I was just out to dinner, and this is what Lala said, and he tweeted that. You know what I mean? Like, he took a clip of the show that she's currently cast on and, like, just reposted it, and is like, she said this. That's pretty dirty.
Started with a blowjob, now we're here.
Right? I wish that's how all life was. I don't even like giving blowjobs. Well, I don't want to see Randall on Vanderpump Rules, but I do like that the cast called her out for it, because that is a very valid point.
Yes, so do I. Was Stassi wearing the same dress that she was wearing in the interviews?
It did look like an interview dress, the green dress with the boobs out. Yeah, it was the boob dress.
I mean, maybe the green is the color of, like, her season. Maybe she's going with a theme, but it seemed like that may have been, and as in OOTD, oh, I'm sorry, OOTD, because it's not OOO. I don't know why I say OOO. She should have on a new dress, right? Like, something we really haven't seen before. Like Miss Raquel, you know? Something like that. But I won't talk about the fashion yet. I feel like we're going
to
have a...
Sabrina Lau in the live chat says 50 Cent needs to be in Vanderpump Rules. I would take Fofty over Randall any day on Vanderpump Rules.
Definitely.
All of it.
Yeah, no.
Like, he has no shame.
You think... I mean, of course, Lala will be back. Never mind. I was going to say, you think Lala will be back? But of course she will.
She's definitely going to be back.
You think Randall will come with her?
She says no. No. I don't know. Well, she says that their wedding will not be on television.
Oh, because it won't really happen.
I mean, that's a great point.
They'll be like, oh, we're married, but not really married, just to, like, act like it and prove everybody wrong.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Courtney says she agrees with you, Katie. I think Stassi's dress was very similar, but it's not the same.
Oh,
I don't
not?
Think she would wear the same dress, but it probably was a similar dress.
Okay. Just a new color, maybe. But, I mean, I wear the same jacket every other show, so...
Do you believe when Sheena said that Rob really didn't want to be on Vanderpump Rules and he only did it for her?
I don't believe that for two seconds. Rob wanted to be on Vanderpump Rules, but didn't want to have to be inside of Sheena to do it. Mm. But unfortunately, that was the situation that he was given. So he was doing his best and got the Rob feature instead of the Rob feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of awful relationships, we have Raquel, who joined the reunion this week.
That outfit
was way too much, but I love how she came out and, like, she had a very specific point that she was trying to make.
That she rehearsed.
And we know she rehearsed it because she tried to repeat herself three times and it was the exact same wording. And she's like, I know what you guys are thinking, that Raquel, this beauty queen, wants the limelight. And everyone's like,
as she's like blinking. And, like, looking with her big eyebrows.
And then they,
like,
try to segue the conversation. So she's like, no, but I know that you guys are thinking that Raquel, because she's a beauty queen, it's like, stop referring to yourself in the third person. And when did you become a beauty queen? Like,
I've been rehearsing in pageants since I was a kid.
She's like, Raquel, this beauty queen, that's what you guys think of me. I'm like, no, that is not what I think of you. Like, when did you become a beauty queen? Did you get your license over the weekend? Like, what
I think
is
of
happening?
You as a puppy party person, that's what I think of you, not as a beauty queen.
I mean, I think that, like, of all, like, people keep saying that, like, she's thirsty for the limelight, but nobody's saying it's because Raquel, you're a beauty queen, that that's why you're thirsty for the, like, nobody, like, I didn't even know she was a beauty queen.
She's like, how can I make this sound better?
And she's like, for the third time, she's like, but I know what you guys think of me. You think Raquel, the beauty queen. And I'm like, why do you keep repeating this?
And then Ariana's in the corner like, let her speak, let her speak.
Oh, I was like, gosh. Ariana.
That's a mess. Her in that yellow dress. She had her opinions tonight.
Ariana had a lot of opinions today. But I'm just like, Raquel, like, they don't like, why do you keep trying so hard if you're not the beauty queen that's trying to land on the show?
Because maybe there just isn't any brains up in that beauty. Like, maybe.
She's, but she's going for her master's.
It don't matter, sweetie. You can take the school. You can finish the courses. Master,
you can get your master's with C's.
And you can still be dumb as a rock. Like, it is. It's, if she would just not be so stupid with the things coming out of her mouth,
yeah, it'd be a lot easier. She would think before she speaks. Yeah. And she would realize. Like, I love that they also brought up that, like, all these girls came forward and, like, mm-hmm. said that they had slept with James and have, like, very specific details. Like, Hope had, like, she's like, I was in this house that you guys rented. Mm-hmm. You were in this room. I was over here in this room. You were taking a nap. I snuck in. Like, I was in this house. And she's like, no. She's like, that didn't happen.
And then now she's like, I mean, I feel like stuff happened before we moved in together.
Yeah, now it's okay because it happened before they
moved
in together.
And now she can watch him, as she said on the last episode. But it's like, if he's going to continue the same patterns he's been having his whole life.
Because she enables it and she allows it. And mm-hmm. it's like, I can't.
She's just all that blinking. She blinks more than she thinks.
I can't.
I'm just laughing at my own jokes. Ignore me.
But I did love that Ariana really was coming to the Tom's defense tonight against Lisa Vanderpump.
Always is.
But I liked this weekend, she or not this weekend, but I liked that this week in the reunion, she was like, but they haven't gotten paid. No. And, like, you are using them. And my whole thing with the whole, when the whole Tom situation was brought up and how the Toms haven't gotten paid, I understand that, like, when you invest into a business, like, sometimes it does take a while for you to see a return on your investment. And they did have a much smaller investment compared to what Lisa put into the restaurant. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, she, the issue that I have with her not paying them or giving them anything and kind of making them look like ding-dongs on the show is that this entire restaurant and the success of this restaurant is based off of their likeness.
Exactly. Like, without them, there would be no Tom Tom.
There's so, no
like,
Tom Tom. It's just another LVP restaurant. Mm-hmm. But she's using them, and she's using Vanderpump Rules, and she's smart because she created this whole arc on this show mm-hmm. that has the opening of this bar that she did. Like, yes, it was her vision, and, you know, it's all, you know, she conceived this idea and helped it come to fruition and ultimately invested the money to make it happen, but, like, she wouldn't have made that happen without the Toms and the show, and, like, you need to give credit where credit is due.
She's gonna use them like she uses everybody else and everything that she does. Yeah. Like, you know, and she was even hypocritical during this reunion. Like, yeah. I'm just like Lala, I'm over LVP. Like, thankful for this show, thankful for the restaurants, yada, yada, yada.
And it looks like the cast members are over her too.
Yeah.
Because even the Toms were like, but this, and but, you know, you rejected our frozen shot machine, which mm-hmm. I think would have been a really cool addition. Like, I think had that been part of Tom, that would have really excelled it.
I mean, all of the girls or the people or the kids like me who were going in there, I'll take like 1,000 of those. Like, yeah. Yes, like I a will, frozen jello shot?
I have to overpay for shots as it is. Like, let me at least make it worth my while. Give me a frozen shot because alcohol doesn't freeze. So if you can mm-hmm. freeze a shot and figure out how to do it, like, then, like, that sounds like a fun attraction that no other block down Santa Monica and West Hollywood is going to have.
Just don't make it a half shot like you make all y'all. I can't do another half shot. They even talked about it. They're like, yeah, let's do a half shot. No.
And
take a full shot.
They even had a good point countering Lisa by saying that, like, she's like, well, you know, the machine wasn't there when Ken built the bar. And they're like, it was there.
It was there for 4 months.
It was there for 4 months. Yeah. And, like, we weren't allowed to go to the building of Tom Tom,
right.
Or else we would have said something and it would have been there because this was supposed to be our bar where we were supposed to have creative input. And then Tom Schwartz even said that a lot of their cocktail recipes were then revamped.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we see on the menu is not the original recipes that they created.
Exactly. And that's what Ariana was saying. She's like, they spent so much time, they spent so much money, and you guys are just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe she did have a point this whole time. Maybe I was a little too hard on her.
Oh, somebody said Andy should have brought ice cream to the party, to the reunion for Raquel. Oh. Well, I think, was there anything else in the reunion that you felt really... I mean, aside from all the James drama, which I'm sure we're going to get into more next week when he calls Brittany a hillbilly.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Was there anything else aside from Tom Tom, Raquel, Sheena Single?
I mean...
That happened.
Of course she is. I mean, Brittany and Jax, totally matching. Like, both definitely in purple. And then I felt like, though, in the beginning of this reunion, there was a lot of repeats. Like, they were using a lot of things that they made that were amazing for last season.
Yeah.
Make new ones for this season. Like, don't reuse the Rob shtick or, like, don't reuse the whatever. Like, make something new.
I think they reuse them because... It's a three-part reunion, and they have to drag it out over the time. Like,
I'm bored.
Yeah.
Like, do something better.
The
first
20 minutes of the reunion was really...
I was like,
It dragged. Like, the first 5 minutes was having to be like, hi, Kristen, how are you?
Yeah.
Have you been?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jax, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been? Hi, Brittany, how are you? How you been? Hi, Lala, how are you? Have you been? It's like, why are we doing this for every single cast member? Like,
definitely didn't need to happen at all.
But I think it was filler.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they had better content to fill that with.
Do you want to talk about my mother? Do you want to talk about your mother? And then
that was intense.
Andy being like, would you guys shut up? Like, I was just like, oh my gosh. Like,
the whole, I know, it was like that.
For.
They were like screaming at each other. There was a moment where it just kind of got dark.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's like, Lisa, you lost your brother. And then she started crying and she had to walk up stage. And then it was like, Jack, you lost your dad. And Lala, you lost your dad. And James, you were tweeting about the dads and like
we went for the death
saying
spiral.
That they needed to get over their dead daddies, and I was like, this is getting dark.
Hashtag dead dad. We were really feeling it, you know, we were getting all the feels out there. They were feeling some stuff,
but
we
I'm
were...
hoping that like we got all of we, that was a cathartic moment where we got it all out and we're not gonna bring up the dads again.
No,
you think we're gonna bring up the dads again?
Like the entire season we were gonna get the dead dads again. But I mean, if my, you know,
Sarah Klamer in the live chat says, was Peter on part one? Is Peter going to be on at all?
I don't think Peter's going to be on at all.
He wasn't on part one. I don't think he's going to be on at all.
Well, he was hardly on the season, so but he should be. They need to give him a bigger role. Let's get more Peter in there, you know?
Yes, people are mentioning Kristen being single again.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Kristen. Bye, Carter. She wasn't into him. Thank you, next.
So, like, that's just really over, we think? Like, it's just done and done?
I think so. I think they've tried enough times that they're done.
Oh, okay. Her dress was great, though. I wasn't a fan of the choker, but
Let's get into...
Sorry.
No, let's do it.
Sorry,
let's get into our Serve the Verdict fashion moment. Okay, what would you, before we dive deep into all of the different fashions, what would you say was your overall look of the night?
Okay, well, I mean, overall look is just like Raquel, because like them ruffles, you know, just like, look at them.
Those ruffles?
What a moment
outfit,
for her. She gonna fly away.
It was a lot.
Or sashay away
it
with
was
that
like
sash.
When you, it was like when you go to Michael's and you just buy like, you get it on sale and you're just like, I'm going to buy all the fabric, all the ruffles.
Oh,
and then you're like,
man,
how do I make this cute? And she's like, I'm going to make it chic.
Oh, man.
And it did not
land. It's the best because it's a train wreck. That's why I pick it.
Mm-hmm. I think my vote is definitely, I'm serving the verdict. My vote is also going to Raquel because it's the biggest train wreck of the night.
And
like all the other looks were like very basic.
Yeah.
But I love, she had the high pony. She tried to look
like
Ariana.
Like, crown like thing in her hair. She had that little hair piece that was almost like a little crown. It had a rhinestone moment to it. You know, like the beauty queen that she is. Look at her in front of all that alcohol.
I just don't understand all, like, there's so many ruffles along the sleeves. Like, what made her think that, like, this is a great idea?
I don't really have a personality, so, like, I should wear it on my, like, sleeve, literally. Yeah. Like, a ruffle. Blink, 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 big eyebrows.
And listen, then, Lala, I've got a few tricks up my sleeve.
And then Lala's like, no! What'd you say about my dead dad? And then she's like, I didn't say anything. It's like, what? What'd you say? And her finger, and her acrylics, and her big lips, yeah. And she's like, oh, Randall, PJs, blowjobs.
I didn't say anything about your dead dad. She's like, you brought him up again?
Did you?
You brought him up again? And she's like, you brought up your dad first. You said my dad's name again?
What'd you say?
You said the word dad.
Did you bring him up again?
It was intense.
He's like, yo, let's not.
And like, she's responding to you talking about your dad, and she's like, you brought up the word dad again. It's like, she says she's responding to you, Lala. I couldn't.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. And
thank you, Raquel, for delivering tonight.
Yeah, really. Thank you so much, deeply.
Like, this outfit was much better than the puppy party, which delivered.
And then she was like, oh, Stassi, I wish you would come to my puppy party. I cringed.
Oh my god. So I was like, no, thank you.
She did not want to be there.
Okay, quick tea time.
Quick.
So Ariana is not letting up, Katie.
About
Ariana,
what?
LVP.
Oh, of course.
She is continuing to, like, make this a thing.
Still?
So she, well, we saw last week about Ariana kind of coming to LVP and saying that, like, she doesn't appreciate the way she treats the Toms. And she said this on the after show. She said it on Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. Well, now John Sessa, who you remember from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, he's the one that, like, started the whole puppy gate. Mm-hmm. He's now jumping into this whole fight, this feud. And he tweeted out how disrespectful and disloyal Ariana to Lisa Vanderpump. Someone who has given you a job for 8 years and countless of opportunities, enjoy your new $2 million home.
Okay, just because you gave me an opportunity and I've worked for you for 10 years does not mean I can't have an opinion about you. But also notice, when we asked Peter, like, how he felt about LVP or anything, he was like, oh, a supporter, a lover. You know, like, nobody wants to go against her because, like, God forbid, she taketh awayeth from me. Just like her friendships on, you know, Real Housewives. It's like, okay, enough. Mm-hmm. Like, we can have an opinion about you. Even though you helped me, even though you started me, even though I have money because of you,
you can still be wrong. Yeah, and it still doesn't give you the right to be an awful person towards me and my husband in this business venture that you're not paying him for.
As James would say, just don't be a see you next Tuesday. Exactly. Like, it's not easy.
Well, Ariana responded to John Sessa. Dr. John Sessa, which is what he calls himself.
Doctor.
I think he got a doctorate for something, for, like, veterinary.
The doctor is in, or
for
isn't.
Eating Lisa's butthole. Ariana responded, and she said, okay, John, we've been friends for years and have had plenty of deep conversations about this. You tweeting this little prepared paragraph instead of just texting me is very telling.
Yeah, wow. Like, yeah.
Like, if you're friends and you know each other, you have each other's phone numbers, like, if you have a problem with it, then be like, why are you, well, like, what is your deal?
We know what that is. That's LVP being like, oh my god, did you hear that? Did you watch the episode last night where she was, and he's like, ah. I'll come to your defense. Let me do it. And then they all, like, come to her defense. Like, little soldiers.
Dorit,
like,
gave up the dog. I'm going to mention that in the tweet, too. So you can see how horrible they all are.
It's just, I'm also over him. Like, I'm good. You were never really involved in any of this. I never asked for you to be in this, John. Just go ahead and find the door and exit.
I agree.
Yeah.
Are you excited to see Billy Lee next week?
No, I wish that she would also find the door and exit. She's same. Like, I'm trans, include me. No, that's not how this works. You're not a man and then become a woman and then every woman includes you. You have to be a decent person in order for these things to happen.
Like, not even, not even girls that were born girls, like, not even they get that.
It's like, if
unconditional girl support.
If I'm a complete asshole and then I am a man now and I'm still an asshole, you're still an asshole. Nobody wants to hang out with you if you're still an asshole.
You have to be a good person. I think she believes that she's a good person. Look, that's not to knock her struggle and everything she's gone through. Like, look, we feel you, girl. We've been with you on this journey. Mm-hmm. We see you. But, like, you still can't be an awful person and expect all these people to just buckle down and, like, be your friend when you're not nice to them.
Yeah, just don't. No. We get it.
And a better weave would help.
You're a girl and we're happy for you, but we don't want to be your friend because you're kind of whatevs.
Not even whatevs. She's like a mean girl.
Yeah.
And like yells at them and gets in their face and like comes defends out of the James.
Room yelling. She's like, wah! Like, no. Don't yell. Like, let's calm it down. Like, I've never done that at a party.
Let's use our intervals.
I've never been anywhere where I'm just like, ah! But then again, I don't have cameras on me. So maybe if that were the situation.
I mean, her jaw, she thinks her paycheck is on the line. Clarence is living for you, Katie. All right. Well, that is our conclusion to the part one of the Vanderpump Rules reunion.
Yes.
After a show. Thank you guys for watching on YouTube and listening to us on iTunes. If you're listening to this right now, don't forget to give us a 5-star review on iTunes.
You better.
I just wanted to listen. You better. And we'll shout you out next week.
Yeah.
I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet and check out my podcast of #NoFilter and #Adulting, which is back for its third season. We interviewed Jillian Michaels and it's been like all over the news.
How fun.
It's been like getting lit.
That's awesome.
So it's been good. So be sure to check out my shows and get ready because next week Sarah Cirio and Rivette Sora will be back.
Yes, thank God they're coming back. But if you want to follow my shenanigans, follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kates and make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday and we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.